3 days, two ways to great savings with KMR Wine. Discount dining this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Fabulous food fineries like...
Dining at the Map Room is a global experience. Mitch and Christina's worldwide travel has helped them develop a truly unique cuisine. The Map Room's menu features choices like the Banh Mi Burger, a Saigon burger with pickled radishes and carrots. Enjoy a cocktail or one of their Iowa craft beers while seeing all the different maps from all over the world. Google The Map Room, Cedar Rapids.
Looking for your favorite local hangout? Abide at Lebowski's Bar and Grill. Family friendly with great menu. Try Smoky So Good of Mac Bites or the Dude Fries. One of the area's best tenderloins and, of course, the Lebowski Burger. Daily specials and, when the weather's right, a great patio to hang out. Dude, the food abides at Lebowski's, 925 Robin Square Drive in Robbins.
Learn more at KMRYradio.com. Discount dining on KMRY.
And I'm joined right now by Jefferson graduate Connor Van Scoy, right now in the minors, of course, drafted by the Los Angeles Angels, now with the Inland Empire 66ers. My goodness. Connor, thank you so much for joining us here on the Real Sports Hour. First off, what has your journey been like so far ever since you were drafted in 2018?
Well, it has been a long time since I've been drafted. It's weird to say this, but this is kind of like my first full season. I mean, I had Tommy John surgery in 2019. We had COVID. It's just kind of been weird. I haven't had the same experience as a lot of people, but I mean, I'm happy to be playing the game I love. So,
yeah. Can you take me through, you know, what has that, you know, kind of those roadblocks or those obstacles been like? First, take me through the Tommy John surgery, because that's, you know, right after you get drafted. I mean, how tough is that to kind of start off that, you know, your career like that?
Well, I don't want to say it's inevitable, but I mean, at this point in so many people's careers, that's like a lot of people end up having it, and they've gotten so good at the surgery that, I mean, not saying that you want to get it, it's just one of those things that's kind of like a checkpoint for a lot of players.
And for you, I mean, is it, like you said, even though the surgery, you know, it's changed over the years. It seems to have come a long ways, but how did COVID really, can you take me through that, where it's just, you're coming off Tommy John surgery and then COVID hits, minor league doesn't even have a season. And just as you're trying to get going again.
Well, that's the thing. I kind of got lucky, because coming back from surgery, I was going to have to rehab the whole year. And I got lucky enough where I didn't miss any games at all. So I was coming back. And then once I finally did get healthy, it was like, all right, let's get this thing going. And COVID was still around. So it's kind of like a hurry up and wait type deal, where I was doing my rehab, feeling progressed, doing a lot of things that were working real well. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, just kind of hit a stop sign.
Did you feel like you were able to maybe take your time with the recovery, because there was no minor league season in 2020.
Yeah, that was one thing. Is got to do all my rehab all the way full. So, but when it comes down to it, is like, when you're ready to play, you want to play.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, no, I mean, but for you, then take me through last year. Like you said, this year is kind of your first, you know, basically full season in a way. You did let me see, I'm just pulling up the stats here. You did get to play a few, made a few starts, 12 games in 2021. So I mean, coming back from Tommy John and then having COVID year, what was 2021, how was that a little different compared to this year, would you say?
Well, last year was my first year back from Tommy John surgery, and there's obviously some setbacks that come with having surgery. So there's those days you feel good, the days you feel bad, and it's just kind of go along with the flow with it. But last year, I came back late to spring training, and then I started the year in extended spring training, and then I played a little bit in the Arizona Complex League, which is rookie.
Yep.
And then finally I made it out of there into low A. What was that, around July or so?
Okay.
So that's when I really kind of started feeling like, all right, the elbow's feeling healthy. Game feels true again. It felt good to be back last year. And then this year is like, all right, now it's time to put the real work in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, did the off season feel a little differently this going into this year than it did in the previous 3 years?
Oh yeah. Just the focus was different. Before, it was focused on being healthy, feeling strong, just getting back to normal. And then this past off season, it was just working on certain things like fastball execution, breaking balls in zone. That was pretty much the focuses this past year.
Yeah. Well, as we mentioned, Connor Vanscoy, Jefferson graduate, now with the Inland Empire 66ers, a low A squad for the Los Angeles Angels. Connor, for you, how have you felt as the season's gone along? Like you said, this is kind of basically your first full season, and you're getting more innings under your belt and everything. So how have you felt each and every start that you've pitched so far?
Well, certainly as of lately, I've been throwing a lot better lately, feeling good. I've got a little bit more confidence. Mm-hmm. It's just it's part of the things you learn. At the beginning of the season, there was stuff I didn't quite understand about the low A, and then it became down to like fastball execution. And obviously, what I said earlier is breaking balls in zone. That's really helped me out. And once I have confidence in that, it's like nobody can hit me right now. That's right. What I feel like sometimes. So
what do you feel is really working for you right now as far as your pitches and your strength and everything?
Well, my strength's not necessarily my speed. I don't really throw the hardest. Everybody throws 97 nowadays.
Yeah.
So the thing that I've been working on most is my breaking ball, throwing two strike breaking balls in the dirt and throwing the get ahead breaking balls early in counts.
And I was looking up, you mentioned, especially within the last month or so, you've really come along. You've got in your last five starts, it's three wins. You've gone six innings, seven innings, 4 2/3, 6-6. And you've got, let's see, as far as on June 9th, 7 strikeouts, 8 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts, 5, 7. What do you feel is different this past month, this past stretch of starts in the last month or so compared to maybe the beginning of the year?
I think it's the confidence aspects. Confidence is a lot of part of the game. It's a big part of the game, and it's just my confidence is up right now. And once I get on the mound, it's like, well, let's go 6 or 7, see if we can put the team in a position to win the game.
And I mean, how much does that help you with everything that you've gone through with the Tommy Johns, with the COVID year, and then, last year kind of getting your feet wet for, first taste of minor leagues. And now now you kind of really understand what it's all about. So what has it been like to be able to have the season you are right now?
It feels good, of course. I mean, obviously, like, you want to get to the next level and the next level after that, but you got to take it each week at a time. Like right now, we're in Stockton, California. I mean, this isn't really the most appealing place to go to, but you got to take it one week at a time. You can't look too far ahead and just keep on pitching well, and hopefully they see it, and hopefully you get the opportunity to get moved up.
Well, a kid growing up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, grew up in Norway, Iowa, with the historic with the history there. What is California like for you?
It's pretty eye opening. I mean, Stockton, California, this hotel we're staying at, it's no Ritz-Carlton, I can tell you that. And then it's just, it's a little bit, it's not really comfortable with all these people compared to back home. It's like, most people around you. So
yeah.
It's a little bit of a different situation, but it's exciting.
I mean,
to just go to new spots and see new people.
Yeah. No, I mean, would you say that you're more of a small town kind of guy, or, what would you say?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, I mean, but what have you learned most, not just, beyond the injuries, what have you learned about your journey in the minor league so far? What it takes, you know, with each and every start, and you know, the hope of moving up as you've gained more and more experience now.
It's honestly, you just got to stick to your strengths. I mean, you see different hitters struggle with certain pitches, and you see how the ball flies at different ballparks. But my strength is throwing my breaking ball. So I got to stick to that. I can't just go away from that and throw some changeups to a guy that I know can't really hit the changeup just because, I mean, it's not my strength. So I got to stick to your strengths and execute pitches.
What do you think is different with the breaking ball this year compared to previous years, would you say?
Just the way I've been able to execute it. Mm-hmm. I just got more feel for it. And I've been throwing it in counts that I don't always throw in. Mm-hmm. And it works out.
What is that like when you learn that? Like you said, throwing it in different counts that you're not used to. How eye-opening is something like that where it's just, oh, I never thought of that before. And now it makes sense.
It goes back to that confidence thing. It's like I didn't have confidence to throw in a 3-1 count every time. Before, and now it's like 3-1 is like I throw any pitch in any count now. It's just mm-hmm. part of that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Can you take me back? I know we're going back a few years to 2018, but you know, for you, what take me through that time when you were kind of up in the decision of, you know, you had a chance to either go to Arizona State if, you know, nothing worked out in the draft at that time. But you know, for you, what felt right about when you got drafted by the Angels that, yep, nope, I'm ready to go and turn pro.
See, I tell people this every time. I never dreamed of playing in Omaha at, what is it, TD Ameritrade Park. Mm-hmm. But I always dreamed about playing in Wrigley Field, and that's just what I wanted to do. It's always what I thought I've been when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously this isn't quite Wrigley Field yet, but mm-hmm. I mean, made a lot of new friends, met a lot of great people. So part of the choices.
Yeah. How much do you think about that, you know, that goal in your mind, Wrigley Field? How often is that still in your mind that's still the goal?
Oh, it pops up all the time. It's like right when we pulled up to this hotel, I was thinking to myself, what the heck am I doing in Stockton, California? And then it's just, it all comes back together.
Yeah, exactly. Connor Vanscoy, Jefferson graduate, currently with the Los Angeles Angels in the low A Inland Empire 66ers right now. Connor, as we know, I mean, you come from a very traditional, historic baseball family with not just you, your brother, and then your dad. Growing up around all that history and your family name, I mean, did you ever feel pressure? Did that, I mean, or did you all, how much did you try to embrace that, you know, with the baseball history that your family has?
And say, people say you weigh out the pros and cons, but I really don't know any cons to this. I mean, I got introduced to baseball at a young age and just fell in love with it right away. And just, mm-hmm. it's always around in the family and everyone's talking about it. It's just what we love.
And, you know, you as we said, you went to Jefferson, you guys moved over into Cedar Rapids, but you grew up in Norway, not too far from the ballpark. What was that history like when, and can you take me, you know, how often, did, you know, were you taught about the history of Norway and baseball in that town?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My brother and I, we got lucky being so close to the ball field, and my dad would still play for the Iowa Valley League. And for the Norway Bandits. So we'd go in the dugout, we'd mess around. After the games, we'd go out on the field and run the bases just like any other little kid. Mm-hmm. But it was just a little bit different because, I mean, my brother and I, we challenged each other. And it's just, yeah, I don't really know much else to say about that.
Right. How much do you, how much do you have to maybe educate some friends on your team just the history of baseball when it comes to Norway? There's more history than people may think.
Yeah, we don't really talk about it that much, but on the way up here to Stockton, one of my buddies is a relief pitcher. He's asking me, he said, have you seen the movie The Final Season? And I was like, yeah, I've heard of it a couple times.
And what did he say as far as realize? Did he pick up that? That's probably right. Connor would know.
Yeah. He figured it out once he saw that the last name on one of the characters was Vanskoy. So I helped him connect the dots a little bit.
that's funny. I mean, for you, how much do you use that as well in your journey in baseball as you hopefully try to get to the majors one day?
Oh, that doesn't really affect it that much. It's just, I mean, you got to have your own journey. You got to have your own experiences. I'm having fun here in Stockton for as much fun as I can. Mm-hmm. It's just seeing where life takes me.
Absolutely. And for you, you know, this year, I mean, what has been the goal? I know the goal is always to hopefully move up, but has it been for you with the obstacles that you faced? Is it to, you know what, just as long as I can get a full season under my belt, it doesn't matter where I am? I mean, is that, what can you say about that kind of?
Yeah. I mean, one of my biggest goals has been staying healthy, like the best pitchability is availability. So, but one of my goals is.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just staying healthy and throwing strikes and just giving the team opportunities to win.
And of course, your brother, he's with Baltimore right now. I believe that's
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia right now. That's right. But how much do you guys still stay in contact and, you know, help each other out as, you know, you guys are on different coasts, basically. He's on the east and you're on the west.
Yeah. I talk to him every morning though. Like he's actually texts me twice while we've been talking here. So every morning we talk and just go over things that we've been working on. He's obviously a different stage. He just had Tommy John surgery less than a year ago. Mm-hmm. And nice having a younger brother who's already experienced it. It's just giving them little clicks that helped me. And then comparing what he's doing differently, it's like, oh, why didn't I do that? Mm-hmm. Or I could try some of the things that he's working on right now because there's still drills that could help me and benefit me in my pitching aspect.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, how much are you helping him how much did you help him out with his rehab, you know, with what he experienced with Tommy John, like you did? I mean, how much were able to help each other out in that aspect?
Well, I mean, we had the same surgeon too. We had surgery around the same time, just 2 years later. And it's the main difference is like the Phillies will do the rehab a little bit differently than the Angels will.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to step on toes too much. You just kind of follow the rules. There's right. a little sheet that you follow every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe what you're doing is working out for you, then it's going to work out for you. But if you think that what you're doing is kind of eyewash or mm-hmm. or this or that, then it's obviously not going to help you out there.
Right.
So
how lucky do you feel with having a brother like Aaron that, you know, you both are had fantastic high school baseball careers and you're both now chasing your dreams, hoping to be Major League Baseball players, but you guys still help each other out no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, talking to each other on the phone all the time, we still stay competitive. Even like every once in a while, we'll play video games together. I'll be honest with you, he's a hell of a lot better than me, but just one of those things, like something we can do together other than just talk on the phone.
What's the go-to video game for you guys?
He likes Rocket League on Rocket the League? Xbox.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like soccer, but with go-karts, and you got to hit the ball in. It's pretty slick.
Yeah. What's your go-to game, would you say?
I'll be honest with you, that's the only game I play, and it's with him.
Okay. Are you getting better at it, or?
Yeah. I mean, I compete a little bit.
But, I mean, how cool is that where you know, have you always been competitive in that way, you know, with – what just stuff outside of baseball, just some little things, whether it's a, you know, just a video game or anything else, or?
Oh yeah. We fought over everything. It's one of those things where you fight over one thing early in the morning. And next thing you know, an hour later, you guys are back playing something together, like basketball in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Definitely. Connor Vanskoy, Jefferson graduate now with the, of course, with the Los Angeles Angels organization with the Inland Empires 66ers out at California. Connor, one last question, you know, for you. I know I ask a lot of players this that are going through journeys at the pro level, but I mean, I just think it's important, you know, I mean, but how often do you always try to remember your roots? And like you said, kid from Iowa, is that you're now out there in California and the league's out there. And you talked about your goal was always to one day play in Wrigley Field. How much do you still always try to remember your roots growing up in Norway, Iowa, growing up around that history, and remembering that as you try to chase your goal?
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't really have to work on trying to remember. It just keeps on popping up, on popping up. Yeah, you miss home, miss grandma, miss everything else, but just the dreams just keep on coming back.
Absolutely. Connor Van Scoy, Jefferson graduate, really kind of join us here in the Real Sports Hour. Connor, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season. Hopefully you get to stay healthy, and hopefully we get to have you on the program again sometime soon.
Thanks, Josh. Sounds good.
You bet.